Would you say he threw? He flung a stone at the dog. Just repeat that sentence.
He flung a stone at the dog.
Mm-hmm. If you go to visit someone, Mr. Jones, and his wife is there, but he isn't, and she tells you she says he isn't.
He isn't at home.
Mm-hmm. And if the baby's bottle is empty, there's no milk in it, you say it is without. It's without milk?
Yes, I would just simply say it is empty.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's suppose you say, give him something, give him some water, and you didn't want any milk in there, would you say, give him just the bottle, or give him the bottle without putting any milk in? You say, give him the bottle without milk?
Yes, you could say that.
Or you make a cake. And he didn't use milk. He said, I made this cake without milk.
I don't think I understand that.
Well, could you say this? I made a cake without milk.
I made a cake without milk.
Mm-hmm. Then, if you did use milk, you would say,
I made a cake with milk.
Mm-hmm. And if I am going in direction of the door, you say that I am going
out,
or not just going to it, so going in direction of
going to the door.
Yeah, or toward
the door. Mm-hmm.
I met a friend yesterday, and I'll tell you about it. I say, I met him, or is there any other thing that you can use? I met him yesterday.
I met him yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Or what about I ran into him?
Yes, I ran into him yesterday.
Or across?
Yes, I've heard that. I ran across him yesterday.
What about on to or on, ran on?
I ran on to him yesterday, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
And there's another one, afoul of. I heard that one. If there's a man who has a name that you take for the child that you have, you say, we name the child after that man or after him, or what?
We name the child for someone.
Then you would say, we name the child for him?
Yes.
Well, say that then.
We name the child for him.
What is the animal that usually chases cats?
A dog.
And what do you say to a dog usually to make him attack another dog?
The sicking?